This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on Thursday urging Europe to increase and speed up its supply of weapons to his country, as well as impose additional sanctions on Russia, saying otherwise the war could drag on for years. VOA's Marissa Melton has more.
In a long and sharply worded video address to EU leaders, Zelensky said it was up to the 27-nation bloc to take action to contain Russia after the war has dragged on for more than a year. In particular, he reiterated demands for long-range missiles, more ammunition, and more modern aircraft. He said the EU needed to speed up the process to grant Ukraine membership. Zelensky was particularly critical of what he called the EU's delay in signaling stronger sanctions against Russia. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
U.S. President Joe Biden is in Canada's capital for talks with Prime Minister Justin Trudeau on a bunch of big global issues. AP correspondent Ben Thomas explains.
Several of the world's most difficult challenges are on the agenda. The war in Ukraine, climate change, trade, mass migration, and an increasingly assertive China. But two important areas of agreement already appear in hand. U.S. and Canadian officials say Ottawa will escalate its timeline for military upgrades to the North American Aerospace Defense Command, NORAD, and an update to rules for migrants seeking asylum. The deal eliminates a loophole under existing rules that's resulted in thousands of migrants annually crossing into Canada at a non-official checkpoint, enabling them to stay in the country. I'm Ben Thomas.
North Korea tested a new underwater nuclear attack drone designed to create radioactive tsunami on enemy coasts, according to state media reporting on Friday. Pyongyang claims its latest test in response to U.S.-South Korea military exercises. For more news, join us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. AP correspondent Donna Water reporting that the U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says the deadly drone attack was believed to be of Iranian origin.
The Pentagon says Thursday's drone attack also wounded another contractor and five American troops. U.S. forces say they retaliated soon after with precision airstrikes in Syria, targeting facilities used by groups affiliated with Iran's Revolutionary Guard. One activist group says the U.S. strikes killed fighters on the ground. The head of the American military's Central Command warns that American forces could carry out additional strikes if needed. Donna Water, Washington.
Muslims in Nigeria Thursday observed the first day of the holy month of Ramadan. After sunset prayers in Lagos, worshippers gathered for iftar, a meal accompanied by treats like candies and nuts. During Ramadan, observant Muslims abstained from food and water from dawn to dusk before gathering with family and friends for an indulgent nighttime meal. According to Islam, fasting draws the faithful closer to God and reminds them of the suffering of the poor. It's going to take some time for Ford to grow its electric car business. We get more on that story from Shelley Adler.
Ford's electric vehicle business has lost $3 billion before taxes during the past 2 years, and it won't get any better in the short run. New figures say they will lose a similar amount this year as the company invests heavily in the new technology. Company officials said the electric vehicle unit called Ford Model E will be profitable by late 2026, but they would not say exactly when it's expected to start making money. Ford currently offers three EVs for sale in the U.S. I'm Shelley Adler.
The World Health Organization warns that Cyclone Freddy, which left the trail of death and destruction across southern Africa, has increased the health risk for millions of people in Malawi, Mozambique, and Madagascar. It says widespread flooding and torrential rains have exposed more than 1.4 million people to outbreaks of waterborne and other kinds of diseases. The WHO says the storm destroyed or flooded more than 300 health facilities in Madagascar, Malawi, and Mozambique. More than 600 people are known to have been killed and nearly 1,400 injured. Hundreds more are missing. Reported incidents, that is, of assault, vandalism, and harassment targeting Jews in the United States rose to historic levels last year, according to the Anti-Defamation League, reporting that on Thursday. Its annual audit of anti-Semitic incidents, the Jewish Civil Rights Organization said, documented more than 3,600. For more news, join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.